A National Weather Service flood watch continues through this afternoon and a high wind warning through this evening for the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. A high wind warning has been posted for much of New York as well as the six-state New England region. National Grid's Patrick Stella expects most of the Capital Region blackouts to be repaired by early afternoon.
We have about 3,000 customers out now. A lot of the activity is up in the northeastern part of New York State, up in the Washington, Warren County areas. But we're seeing some scattered outages in Saratoga and Albany County as well.
Jim Salmon is manager of outreach and development at NYSEG. 9,000 of its customers are without power.
Approximately 3,000 customers out of power in our North Country area, which covers the Adirondacks, Clinton, Essex, Franklin County primarily. We've got approximately 3,400 customers out in our downstate area, which includes Dutchess County, Putnam County, Westchester County. Other than that, we've got customers scattered throughout the rest of NYSEG service territory, which covers over 40% of New York State geographically.
Was there much damage to equipment due to the wind surge?
No, at this point, what we're finding primarily is damage caused by tree limbs, some trees coming down onto power lines also. We have some broken poles, but not significant at this point. So as long as the winds subside, we would expect some additional outages due to tree contacts. But as long as the winds don't increase, I think we're going to be fine as far as major damage to our facilities.
Salmon expects most customers will be back online late today or tomorrow at the latest. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgeon says things are getting back to normal in the Mid-Hudson Valley, and crews are standing by to deal with additional outages as they may occur.
Currently about 2,000 customers are without power. Most of those are in southern Dutchess County, but during the course of the storm and the winds that we had experienced, we'd seen also larger numbers of outages in the Greene County area as well as parts of Orange County, but most of those outages have since been repaired.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine has been monitoring the situation. He says there have been no reports of any significant damage to county roads or water bodies that had previously been affected by storms Irene, Lee, and Sandy. Mike Donovan is with Orange and Rockland Utilities.
1,300 customers were affected total from the storm. We're cleaning that up right now. It's typical of a wind event. We don't have any single large outages.
Con Edison's Alan Drury says the storm caused a fair amount of damage to power lines in the five boroughs of New York City and Westchester County.
We had nearly 15,000 customers knocked out of service. We restored service to more than 9,000 of those customers. Now, if you break out Westchester County, we had about 8,800 customers affected, and we restored service to about 6,000 of those. We're working diligently to get everyone restored. We realize it's extremely frustrating to be without power. Most importantly, we urge people to stay away from down power lines. Never assume those down lines are de-energized. Assume that they're live. That means don't try to touch them or move them with your hands or any object.
Connecticut was the hardest hit of nearby states, with utility companies there reporting more than 55,000 outages at the storm's peak. There are major delays reported at New York City's airports. Passengers are advised to check with their airlines before leaving home. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.